Next is Craig Coffey. Mr. Coffey serves as the county manager in St. John's County, and he's here on behalf of the Florida Association of Counties. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and actually I'm with Flagler County.
I apologize.
That's okay.
My script is incorrect.
We're neighbors.
We're all very confused.
Did I just insult you?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
St. John's is a lovely place, so they're our neighbors, so we love them. So, what I hope to do today is kind of talk about that balance issue and really kind of bring some perspective of how we got there. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a lobbyist. So I'm going to kind of give you a straight talk and walk you through our ordinance and some of the issues we had to deal with. And I think I can answer some of the questions, too, that have been thrown out. I will tell you, I've been there 10 years. We never had problems with vacation rentals. And going back to previous administrators, we never had problems with vacation rentals. And they always existed. They existed in condos and house rentals and rooms for many, many years. We only really had problems after the 2011 law. And the reason we had the problems is essentially they became unregulated, the Wild West. And what was always a balance or a threat of regulation, we had no regulation again, all of a sudden that balance of the scale between property rights between owners tipped in one direction solely for this other person. And we tried to, we got attorneys to general's opinion say, you know, you can't regulate these. We went to give you the power. We went to DPPR and asked for licenses. Well, there's 75 on an application in some cases. Counties all across the state. So it cost us $400 for information requests, and we couldn't figure out how many are in our, it took us 3 months to get that, and we finally got our pile of papers to try and figure out what vacation rentals we even had in our county. I will tell you that it is a property rights issue, and I'll give you an example. You have a handout there. Our average census occupancy of a single-family house is 2 to 3 people, 2.5 on a census. So now when you do 10 times that in a house, you think that changes that area? That property right is protected under the 2011 law, but it destroyed the property rights of everybody around that. They no longer could sell their house. Why? Because there's parties going on. There's all kinds of stuff going on. I don't want to bash. I'm a pro vacation rental. I stay in vacation rentals. My family does every time we go somewhere. But there are property rights we heard from over and over again of the destruction of their value. They could no longer sell their house as a single family. They'd have someone show up, the realtor show up with the clients
of everybody.
Oh, what's that? Oh, that's a tour bus next to you. We can't sell your property. You got to sell it as a vacation rental. That's the only thing that you could market your property as. The property rights we wanted to protect, and I think we tried to achieve that balance in 2014, and this was Senator Thrasher, both in 11 and 14, is trying, how can we balance this? Because, again, we have vacation rentals that we survive on that. We probably have over 500 of them. So what was our approach? We got the power back in 2014. We didn't want to regulate the frequency of duration. So what did we do? We tried to come at it with the minimum regulation standpoint. We don't have a large staff. We have 2 code enforcement officers for my whole county. County of over 100,000. So we aren't heavy regulation. We had meetings talked about. We wanted to meet with the vacation rental. We met with vacation rental property owner after property owner. We met with vacant lot owners that wanted to build vacation rentals, and we tried to balance that out. And we changed our ordinance 3 different times. So what did we, let me talk about what we didn't regulate, what we didn't think we need to do. Because we regulated less than 20% of our vacation rentals, less than 20%. We didn't regulate owner-occupied. Why? Because they self-police. That owner will make sure that person doesn't create loud music, stay up late, park on the lawn, all those kind of things that you run into. We didn't regulate condos. Why condos? Condos are built structurally a lot different. They typically have sprinklers. They have fire alarms throughout the building. They're inspected annually by our local fire marshal. They have fire extinguishers on every floor. They have a condo board. They have rules and regulations. And so they're self-regulating. So if they choose to make their life, and they're also multifamily already in nature. So there was no need to regulate condos. And we know we have 300 to 400 single vacation rentals that we don't regulate. We have about 100 to 110 vacation rentals. We love the vacation rentals. What we tried to do instead is bring 3 different, and we didn't regulate rural areas. So if you're out on a hunt camp, we don't need to regulate you. You can make all the noise you want because you're on 20 acres, 100 acres, 1,000 acres. You're not going to bother anybody. Have a big bonfire. We don't care. What we did regulate, we regulated safety. Okay. What about safety? We required the basic things in the single family building code: smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. We required a pool safety alarm. You guys have all heard about the Anna Marie, the drowning there by a toddler. That's what we fear, is the drowning of a death. Because I, as a homeowner, I have a pool. Do I have a safety alarm? No, I do not. But if I have guests, I watch kids like a hawk. I know what I have. I can make it out of my house in the dark. I don't need a map. But I will tell you that if you're a visitor, you don't know how to get out of that house. If you have a toddler, that toddler may wander out to that pool area. That's what we worried about. We did try and address trash and noise. Those are symptoms. So if you have cancer and the doctor says, hey, I'm just going to treat your symptoms, I'm not going to try and cure you, that's not a solution. Our cure was density or occupancy limits. So I know when I go on a vacation rental, we're at 5, sometimes mother-in-law is 6, and I've got kids. I got 3 boys. We make some noise, swim in the pool late. We try and be courteous to the neighbors. One time I went with another family and there was 11 of us. The house could have held up to 20, but there were 11 of us. Were we noisy? Yes, we were noisy. And I consider us fairly good renters, conscientious. But there reaches a point where you're treating the symptoms, and these symptoms, if you have 110 vacation rentals and you treat them the same as single family, you're running around like whack-a-mole trying to hit all the different problems with the rentals. What I would offer you guys is something, suggestions moving forward. These are things we're willing to work on. Again, we've been trying to meet with some vacation rental folks, and we've had some great meetings, I will say. Because I think there maybe the balance wasn't perfect in 14, maybe there's a new balance, but I think the balance has got to stay. We have folks in our community that don't want them at all. We're not on that team. And we have folks that want totally unregulated. We're not on that team. We're kind of trying to find that balance with you guys. So that balance, I will tell you that if you hear about these outlying cases that are causing problems, don't mash punish 500 cities and counties. If out of the 50 states there was a state that was acting up, you would not want to lose Florida's rights because another state was acting up. You'd want them to deal with that state. And if you have cities and counties out there that are acting up, that aren't acting right, there's two ways that can go about it. Number one, you can call them before you and ask them, forget the antidotes. What's going on? You tell me your perspective. The other thing is called court of law. You already have protections in place. It's called Burt Harris, or their zoning laws. They can take you to circuit court. Not that you'd want to go that route, but those are checks and balances that are in place now to hit those rogue communities that are not acting right. I would ask that you also don't treat all vacation rentals like single family. I don't want to be inspecting your house. Don't treat all rentals the same. I don't want big government. I don't want to inspect all the condos. I don't want to inspect 500 vacation rentals. I just want to inspect the ones that are single family or duplex. Those are the ones I'm really focused on. Those are the ones where I'm really hurting our citizens. And as a veteran, don't wrap it in the flag. I'm a combat veteran. I saw that going on, those shenanigans last year. Don't wrap it in the flag, please. It's veterans should follow the same rules as everybody else.
Sorry, thank you, Mr. Coffey. Questions for Mr. Coffey?
I have a quick question.
One question.
Thank you. We have homeowners associations, and obviously cities aren't homeowners associations, but should homeowners associations be allowed to be less restrictive to vacation rentals in the cities? So for example, if we had a housing community and it said, hey, look, the city's rule is no home vacation rentals for less than 30 days, and an association got together and said, look, we think, we're specifically targeting vacation rentals, and so or a mix, should they be able to go to 15 days or for 14 days or a week?
I think that would be an interesting thing to consider, to be honest with you. I know in our particular case, we did make some special provisions for a particular homeowner association that was actually more accommodating, was more designed to handle that versus another area. And we're open to that. We even talked about it one time. If there's a subdivision, an area that's created specifically for vacation rentals, do you write them out of your ordinance or do you write them special rules and privileges?
And then you made this comment about, fire sprinklers or fire extinguishers and things like that. But obviously, if somebody, falls outside of this and they rent their house out for more than 30 days, for 2 months, I mean, clearly those, the fire sprinklers and standards, I mean, shouldn't that be for all homes that are rented, or all homes, period, not just for vacation rentals in that regard?
Yes and no. I will say there's a, all of you are from, you know, big government. No one wants big government, and you can't catch all the speeders on the highway. You can't catch everybody that breaks the law. In this case, there is some liability personally for those homeowners. So we do the best we can, I guess, is the way I would approach it. And if you're renting it once or twice versus renting it 50 times, that's a much different exposure to danger that we can't protect everybody from everything. But we try and hit the most frequent rentals.
The way we dealt with this under the Uber legislation was we set a minimum insurance standard. Should we consider setting a minimum insurance standard for vacation rentals that are regularly rented here in lieu of trying to accomplish a whack-a-mole policy of you know, every city putting some type of different regulation on, and let the insurance industry sort out, you know, what locks have to be on your pool and what smoke detectors have to be in your house?
Well, the insurance standard I was thinking was a policy to cover you for liability, not necessarily that the insurance industry is regulating the pool. I just think that that's a, if you rely on the insurance industry to regulate standards, that's going to be very ad hoc, agency by agency. And I think that's going to be a giant loophole. You can drive a truck through that. Some will not have those safety things in place. Insurance policy, I will tell you the feedback we got, and we didn't even require it. We required an insurance policy, just proof that you've told your insurance company that you're doing this, because a lot of homeowners insurance policy, it will violate the policy. And the feedback we got is, we don't like that. Please remove it. We removed it from our ordinance, the insurance requirement to notify your insurance agency.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Coffey. I apologize to the chair. We'll turn it back over to the chair. We're starting to run a little bit behind. Is it a quick question, Senator Simmons?
Very quick.
Sure. Go ahead.
Could you, just as I ask the representative of the cities, what do you recommend we do? We were sitting here looking at existing statute, and we've got proposals. What do you recommend we do?
The things we've talked about, we're not trying to roll back to 2011, not maybe move the needle a little from 2014. If I were to offer you some suggestions, we fix the Orlando problem, where you can modify an ordinance and make it less restrictive, but not lose your complete grandfathering. There's a Keys problem. I would fix the Keys problem that Monroe County's been trying to fix for many years. I would try and maybe exempt or restrict regulation potentially to a few different categories of properties, maybe single family duplex. That would be in keeping with our ordinance, but I think you would hit the crux of the property rights issue is single-family duplex zoning issues at the local level versus, again, we expressed why we don't do condos. Owner-occupied is not a threat. Hunt camps are not a threat to compatibility issues. But your biggest issue is established single-family neighborhoods, the life savings of people that are destroyed overnight if it's not moderated. In those neighborhoods. And we will take all the vacation rentals you can send our way. We just want them moderated in our single family neighborhoods.
One last?
Sure.
Follow up. And that is, what about, as Senator Brandis discussed, and that is a number of times that you actually rent them out to a, you know, to your own customers, renters, users, whatever. Do you cap it at 5 or 10 or 15 and then you stop and say that will protect the neighborhood under those circumstances?
Well, the feedback we've got from renters is they want to be able to rent year round, and we're pro vacation rentals. So if they want to rent year round, we don't want to allow them to have 25 for 2 months versus 10 for 12 months or something like that, as far as the cap and the number of people. The impacts of that 30 days or 60 days of hell those property owners will have to live with versus a moderated normal type rental next to them for the duration that they can live with. And the tourism season will have normal peaks and valleys, as we all know, and they will get some relief where it won't be rented a lot, some of those houses.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Coffey. I appreciate it. Mr. President, the chair is yours.